But
How?
I don't share.
How?
Oh gosh, I have very vivid dreams. I have very vivid visions. I could be sleeping and I'll wake up and I've seen people sitting at the end of my bed.
Okay. Literally.
Just sitting there. And I'm like, can you not today? I don't feel like it.
Like
Just let's not
family
do
members
this.
sitting at the end of the bed.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast, so What's Been Better, with Sly and Lori Sit and Chop Game. So buckle up your seatbelts and open up your mind. What's Been Better is about to go live.
This is episode 20 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about semantics. We label each other with a variety of names, but oftentimes, depending on the culture, those names mean good or bad things. The issue is, they have the same definition. If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And if you're new here, please get used to how we emphasize.
Yes.
Or not. Or don't. Stay,
you have a
go.
choice.
We do have a choice.
Yes.
But anyway, before we get started, like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode, but do not keep it for yourself. We love positive reviews and they really do help others find our show. And welcome to all the new people.
Hey y'all.
Oh my God. For
Hey.
real. Especially our 1,000 subscribers on TikTok that we finally got
Yes.
to.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Much,
Yes.
much appreciation.
Which means live episodes are coming.
You better believe it. We're gonna be
Yes.
talking. We wanna
I'm
hear from
excited.
y'all. We
I'm
coming straight to
excited.
you.
Well, and okay, I have to say this because we do have a lot of new subscribers and we have a lot of new listeners. A lot of people are starting the episodes in the middle. They're starting like season two, episode 10, 15, something. They're not going back to the beginning. So
Okay.
we have to introduce ourselves again because people don't know us. So
Okay.
I'm Sylvia.
I'm Lori.
I am some of everything, just label me as whatever. And Lori is my actual therapist. So that's us. That's how this works. That's how we roll. But we're also good friends. And over time, this show has become a lot of things. We highly encourage that you go back and start at season one, episode one.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
It's a roller
Because,
coaster.
yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well,
We have a lot to say. We have a,
yes.
that's how this podcast started, with us getting some things off our chest. And I think it has helped many people. And actually, that's why we always say we want to hear from you, because I know, I think we know that you have some things to get off your chest as well. Life be lifing out here. So,
It life be life and technology be technology and driving us crazy, stressing us out. We've had a lot of deep breaths already today. That's all I'm going to say. We've had a lot of deep breaths.
yeah, we ain't even trying
So,
to go into that
no.
because that's not even. We
No.
also there's a book called The Complaint Free World.
Okay.
I'm a book listener. I listen to books on Audible all the time. I'm so thankful for Audible, by the way, because we can ingest and digest a lot of books that way. But the complaint-free world really kind of breaks down the fact that we complain a whole lot, and if we just really didn't, just like now, we could complain about the few things that we've been dealing with before this episode even started. But why? Like, what is it going to do for us? And how does it move us? How does it free us? How does it take us to the next level? How does it move the needle in our lives? It really doesn't. It really sets us back. So what's the point? So
Right.
anyway, that's a great book to listen to or read, buy it. That's cool. And from time to time, I'm definitely going to suggest or, share a book or two that I think has been helpful for me and Sylvia that we definitely want to share. So.
Yes, we are both avid readers. We are both avid listeners of books as well. And you can also find this show on Audible.
What do you know?
Right. Throw that in there. Throw that in there.
Absolutely. Well, talk
Well,
to us. Well, before you talk to us, share with us, Sylvia, what's been better?
okay. A very interesting weekend, and Drew and I made a few jars of pizza sauce and one jar of salsa, so ticking off more of my 10 jars of each. I did, however, break the bottle of salsa while
How?
I was boiling it because I was like basically going through the whole canning process, and I didn't temper the water properly, and so the glass broke, and so I just had it.
Inside the water?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it
So,
didn't shatter.
no, it didn't shatter, but it was a good pop, you know. So we lost one jar, but that wasn't the big deal. The good, what's been better was that we had time together, and you know, Mr. Gently Impressed, he is not doing anything that has to do with social media, nothing that has to do with TikTok, anything. But this weekend, he played along and we made some really funny videos and had a good time. And
I saw y'all over there.
I appreciated him. So, shout out to the best husband ever for.
That was so cute. What did he say? He said, I love it. It
He
was
was cutting the
funny.
tomatoes. We had a lot of tomatoes. I went live and picked tomatoes. I harvest tomatoes on TikTok the other day. And so we had four bowls, very big bowls worth of tomatoes. So as he was cutting them, if you've seen the movie Holes, he turned to me and he was like, "This is a lot." And I was like, "Oh, I know what we should do." So he says, "I'm tired of this, Grandpa." And I said, "That's too
That
damn bad." So
was so funny.
yes, I'll drop the video here.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad. You keep digging.
But yeah, we had a good time. So it was good to connect with him, and I don't know if it's getting him to like out of his shell a little
Oh,
bit, but
yes. Yes, it is. By
it
all
was
means,
very
it
funny.
is.
It was very
Yeah.
funny. If you know Mr. Gently Impressed, that was a lot for him to even do anything. So
That's
he's
what's
playing
up.
along. So yeah.
I love stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, that just
So
gave me life. I just had to breathe that in. That was good. That was good.
But anyway, what's been better for you, Lori?
So I think I'll go on the vein of same thing with hubbies and stuff. My sister-in-law, her family, they came in town, and so we went over there to just eat, fellowship, things like that. And then I invited them to my house to play cards the next day, right?
Okay.
And one of the reasons why I did that is because Tommy doesn't know that side of the family, right? And I want them to, get to know him and vice versa, right? So we won't have these ideas of each other,
Right.
and first impressions, I wouldn't say they're lasting, but they make an impression. Like they set a precedence for how you feel about a person. And so we're only over there that Friday for a couple of hours, so you won't know him. And I have a special bond with everybody in my family, right? And so with this person coming into my life like this, they're like, "Who is this? Where he come from?"
Oh,
Everybody
okay.
is like that, and I think that would be the same thing if the shoe was on the other foot, And so anyway, they came over and we had a really, really good time, and I'm just really happy that that took place,
That's cool.
And my sister-in-law's brother was like, "I like him." I was like, "Thank you." And he was
Yay.
like, "You have a glow about you. You seem, at peace." And that happened because, for many, many years, people just knew me as, Lori, a single one. She ain't bring nobody around, not for real. If
Right.
you came around, you were special,
Okay.
So this was really special for me
Okay.
to, have family members just really get to know hubby and he know them. And also getting him out of his shell because he won't really say that he ain't feeling people that he don't really know. And then how you gonna know him until you meet him?
Right.
So that's in the same vein of actually kind of coming out of your shell a little bit. So yeah, and I welcome that because the more we do, the better we get. Life is practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so
Well, that's cool. Well, we got to play cards again because we haven't played cards this whole month, I don't think. Yeah. So we have to do a whole nother. And we have a new pizza recipe.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Right.
So this, now it's so funny. I always feel like I have to share something and kind of explain some things. But so I will say for me, playing cards is not just about playing cards. You know, playing cards is about living and learning, right? And we are in our own worlds most of the time. But when we get a chance to socialize and play cards and just shoot the shit with each other, we get a chance to share what's going on in each other's lives. So hopefully we can bounce ideas off each other, grow, be better versions of ourselves, learn. Yeah. Because the more skilled we are at any particular thing, we can apply that to our life. Life is a metaphor. And if we look at how we can benefit from each other, that, oh my God, playing cards, playing dominoes, whatever, that's going to build us up. So that's one of the reasons why I play spades and bit whist and, you know, all manner of cards. What would you say, Sylvia? What's your rationale for playing, or is it just for playing?
It's the gathering to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the interaction. It's the banter that comes from it. It's the comfort that is built in it, because I think it is something to have people in your home, and it is something to break bread with them, typically pizza with them at our house.
Right.
But it is something to me to have somebody in such an intimate space, because I guard my space so much. So it is something to me to open your home so much that people can make it past the foyer, make it past the living room, into your kitchen, into your dining room, into your space for real.
Yeah.
Because if you think about my house is very like, you're not getting past this point if I don't want you to come past this point.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Like the way my house is set up, like it takes a lot for you to make it into the foyer. So if you just standing on the porch, that says a lot. So, if you make it past the foyer and into the front door, technically I have two front doors. It's a lot. Yeah. If you make it into my backyard, I care for you to be in my space.
Yeah.
You know,
and that says a lot though. And I appreciate you welcoming us into your home. Very, very privileged and blessed. And so, yeah, I feel you.
It's
definitely.
And not everybody's like that. Everybody's kind of, not everybody's like as guarded, but I think your home has a lot of energy holding in it. And that energy, if it's disrupted, that's the last place that I want my energy disrupted is.
That's true.
Inside my house. Like
Yeah.
There has to be a flow. There has to be comfort. There has to be this feeling of like peace.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Our house is very, like we said before, like take your shoes off and you want to take your shoes off, you know, kick back, chill, eat good food, rest, you know. So it's a feeling of when you leave, you feel a little bit rejuvenated.
That's what's up. And hopefully that would be the case for all of us, right? Or let's rethink it. Like, do we let everybody or anybody in our home, you know, and do you put any effort or thought into what that means when people come into your home? You know, do you feel like you're deserving or people are deserving of coming into your home, right? Like, you know, how important do you feel you are in your home?
I feel like that kind of goes with the theme of this episode of all of these labels are put on people, but they still come back to meaning the same thing to me. Because, you know, somebody could be like, well, that's your home, or this is just my house, or this is just somewhere I lay my head, or this is just a place that I go, but that's still a place where you are. That's still your base. That's your center.
Right.
So you have to kind of figure out, are you going to make it comfortable for yourself, or are you just going to make this a place that you just keep your stuff?
Like, what, again, what what definition do you give and put toward that, or what meaning are you making out of that?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. does it have any weight behind it?
Exactly. Yeah. So share more about what you're thinking about today, Sylvia.
It's just a thought that has just run through my mind, and I keep seeing things that have to do with mm-hmm. this thought. Mm-hmm. We had a guest last week, Arletha, and then we were able to go on her show and be a guest on her show, mm-hmm. Boss Babes Healing. And while we were on that show, and while she was on ours, I kept having this same thread running of like, that just means the same thing. Mm-hmm. Y'all are just saying two different things, mm-hmm. but they mean the same thing. Everything kept coming back to like, okay, it's multiple paths. Mm-hmm. We're going back to the same definition. And I thought, that's semantics. Mm-hmm. And then when we got on her show, you said to her, this is just semantics. Because the two of you were going back and forth about Pharaoh and Moses mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. God and the hardened heart and mm-hmm. I call it the higher power and all these different things, but we were all still talking about the same thing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just kept thinking about, we label each other so many different ways in order to make it so that way you understand somebody, I guess, mm-hmm. even though mm-hmm. you don't know them. But this mm-hmm. is, you know, think about all the boxes that we tick. When somebody is going to describe you, you're a Black woman, you're a woman, you're a therapist, mm-hmm. you're from the mm-hmm. South.
Right.
All these things is like, you're just a person.
Right.
All those things describe a person. So what's the point in having to have these labels? And
you know,
I think it's mm-hmm. go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think sometimes we want people in our corner or in our space or think like we think. You know, and if they're not thinking like we're thinking, is there something wrong with us? You know?
Oh, okay.
So it's that feeling of connection, attachment, you know, I think maybe at the base of that, there's some type of attachment to that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm Black. Okay. You're on the team of Black folks. I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the team of women. Okay.
Right.
You know, or I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat or what side are you on?
Right.
I'm a Christian. I'm a Muslim. I'm a, you know,
mm-hmm.
what side are you on? And then if you say that, then you're waiting. Are they going to judge me for who
right.
I am? You know, so.
And in that judgment, I hear a lot of people being like, well, they're right or they're wrong because they make this choice for
mm-hmm.
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're all still doing the same thing. We're all still doing what we think is right for us,
mm-hmm.
even
mm-hmm.
though it might not be right for humanity or might not be right for our neighborhood or it might still be not in our best interest. You might still be going counter to who you are at the
mm-hmm.
core.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. But in us talking to Arletha about her having like the prophetic abilities and having this gift and
mm-hmm.
you calling it a gut feeling
mm-hmm.
and me, I will say I have similar visions. I have
mm-hmm.
similar conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I was standing while we were making all that pizza sauce. I was standing at the sink. Drew was
mm-hmm.
standing, you know how big my kitchen is. He was standing
mm-hmm.
at the opposite end of the kitchen and someone, I don't know. It was not my voice. I talk to myself all the time, but it
mm-hmm.
was not me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, growth is in discomfort. And I said out loud, okay, I'm listening. And Drew was like, listening to who? Listening to what? There was no music on. I didn't have my headphones in. I don't think he had his headphones in. He was like, who?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know. I could just, somebody's talking.
Mm-hmm.
But that happens to me very often. And it's sometimes it's a guiding force and sometimes it's like, keep your ass away from that.
Mm. When you say that, are you saying that or somebody saying, keep your ass away from that?
Somebody else is saying. Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's like, hey, you remember this or we've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it is my gut telling me,
mm-hmm.
and I know
right.
that.
Right.
But other times, yeah, it's somebody else. And I've connected with my ancestors that are not here anymore. But how? I don't share. Oh, gosh. I have very vivid dreams. I have very vivid visions. You know, I could be sleeping and I'll wake up and I've seen people sitting at the end of my bed.
Okay. Literally.
Just sitting there. Like, and I'm like, can you not today? I don't feel like it. You know?
Like, just let's family members sitting at the end of the bed?
Yep.
Okay. And what do you do? What was the first thing you did when you saw that?
It's never been a thing of like, I've been afraid of them. I've seen my dad, I've seen my grandmother, I've seen my aunt, I've seen my great grandmother, and they have said very interesting things that I have to go and ask my mom, like, what does this mean? My dad, however, has never spoken. He just stands there and looks.
Stands?
Mm-hmm.
Stands where? Where have you?
In the room that I'm in. But it's like, I don't share these things because what label is coming now? Is it delusion? Is it crazy? Is it a witch? Is it whatever?
Well, let me tell you what's coming to me. For you to say you will be there and don't do nothing, I would scream. I know that might be my first. Like, and maybe that's why that probably wouldn't come to me like that. And but I've had some different things happen to me. And I think, again, everybody who's listening will attest to some of the things that they've experienced, right? But I know that I probably would scream, right? And so, because and a lot of this is coming from the programming, right? Like, you might not have been, and I'm going to say programmed like I've been programmed, or like in my culture or religion that I grew up understanding and learning from, if someone comes into your room, it doesn't matter who it is, family member or not, that that's a ghost, a demon, or, you know. So now, is that the case? I can't say. It's not for me to say.
I don't know either. I don't know either.
So, and again, yes, you could get a label, but, and? Because it's gonna be how you perceive, you know, and what works for you. And if they've blessed you, helped you, guided you in this on your journey, and if not, then hopefully you would, I guess, dismiss them. You know, yeah,
pretty much. Sometimes I do. I think the reason why I don't have like this scared reaction is because it's people that I know. Now, had I been in a space and it was somebody that I'd never seen before, or you know, somebody that looks scary, yeah, I'd be screaming, I'd be losing it, I would be rocking in a corner somewhere, like, you know. But these people that have come, they don't seem to be in a space where they're trying to do harm. You know, you have that discernment feeling of like, but they don't, it doesn't feel like that with any of the times that this has happened to me.
Do you feel like you've been guided? Like, or like you said, your dad didn't say anything, but other family members, have they shared anything that seemed like it would be helpful for you?
Just little tidbits of things that, the things that they have said have given me understanding about relationships that I have and interactions that I have within my family. Because like I said, those people have been family. So it's like, oh, okay. So watching my grandmother and my great grandmother together is like,
So you saw the things at the same time?
Not like I saw visions of them interacting.
Okay.
But they weren't in my space together, but I still had vision of them. And so when I asked my mom about them, it's like, oh, okay, their relationship makes sense. So now our relationship makes sense.
Interesting. And okay, so now as you said that, it could be like how you envision these different things could be parts of your personality. Like,
I think so.
Right. Like, you know, how you are trying to make sense of your life. And so again, not necessarily that's true, but it could be aspects of you making sense of your life and then creating based on what you know. I'm going to create these family members, or, you know, like, because I think the mind is very powerful. And, mm-hmm. and at the same time, leaving room for, it could actually be the people.
Yeah, it could. I think it is strange if it's really them, but yeah. Especially with my dad never met my husband. He was mm-hmm. long gone before I even met my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So the times that I've seen him, he's been smiling as if he's like, this is good. So I'm like, okay, I still know how I feel about that, because it's like, I don't necessarily care about your opinion, but okay, cool. You know, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. because I don't necessarily, like I said, I don't care about his opinion necessarily, mm-hmm. but I do think it would have been interesting had the two of them met, because how's they are, that? They, I think they would have liked some of the same things. I think their interactions mm-hmm. would have been funny, you know, mm-hmm. that whole bit, but it's,
I mean, how is it that you don't care? Right. It is. How is it that you wouldn't care, or you don't care about his opinion?
Because anybody's opinion, it doesn't have anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's a lot of things that I've had to unlock and let go mm-hmm. of, yeah. especially in the last, I would say this season mm-hmm. of life, mm-hmm. coming towards the end of season one, I think, right. and into the season of, it's none of my damn business, as Chris would say, what people think about me, mm-hmm. but also too, I cannot people please, because I cannot please all people.
I love it. I love it.
And that goes with everybody. It has to go with my mom. It has to go with my dad. It has to go with my siblings. It has to go with Drew. Like, if I feel comfortable in the thing, then that mm-hmm. thing is the thing. But other than that, like, I can't. Because mm-hmm. I spent too much time worrying, is this right? Is this working? Is this good? Is this bad? Which is different from, am I making decisions that would damage my relationship?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
totally different. I'm saying I like it, so it's okay.
Right, right. Cool.
So I guess, yeah, that's just where I am. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where a lot of people are. And I think we come to these different crossroads. I had a client the other day who's awake. And I call it awake because for you to call me and schedule a session, there's mm-hmm. an awareness that's taking place, and you are ready to move in a different direction. Mm-hmm. Right. So she was dealing with people pleasing. And I think most of us have people pleasing issues in our lives. And when we wake up to, we don't owe anybody anything, and if we would just stop trying to seek approval, because I think that's the base of it, seeking approval from someone else, I think you're going to free yourself and free other people. And it might not look pretty initially, because most of the time people want you to do what they want you to do. And mm-hmm. when you decide, no, I'm going to do what it is that's best for me. And mm-hmm. And I appreciate your input or whatever, but I trust that you can take care of you. You're gonna get some pushback, and initially that's not gonna feel good. But the more you do it, which is practice, that's all we have in this world is practice. We're gonna be a lot better, you know. Yeah. And even kind of getting back to your point about semantics, we get into this, I'm right and you're wrong.
Yes,
but we're really talking about the same thing. And I can be wrong on your end, you know. Again, it's not being concerned about your opinion, you know, mm-hmm. of me. Or, okay, that's fine. And that's why even in that conversation, I wasn't going to try to make her see my point.
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing my perspective, but I'm not going to try to make you see my point. Because then after that, the more I try to make you, guess what?
You're going in the opposite direction at that
every
point. I'm not going to receive it.
Every time. And so, so even with that, right? And it's so funny because we're going to, even in this episode, we're going to be going off on all these different tangents, and that's cool. But I got a message from one of my clients about Dwight, what's his name? The basketball player, Dwight.
Dwight Howard.
Yes. I'm thinking his last name was Dwight, but no, Dwight Howard. He was trying to motivate his son to do some type of activity, right?
Okay.
And the son was like, no, I don't want to do it anymore. No, no. And he was like, no, you got to, you got to. And the boy is obviously crying. And the dad, Dwight, was like, do it, do it, do it. Ah, you know. And so I was like, because she said, what do you think about this? One, I don't have an opinion, not for real, because one, I don't know the beginning of it, so I'm not going to judge it. But I will say the more you try to push someone to do something they do not want to do, they're going to give you pushback.
Yep.
I don't care who it is. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's spot on. This is how Drew being like, yeah, let's make these videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, we're making as many as I can get out of him. Right, right, right. Because I know if he don't want to do it,
yeah,
he's not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same. And I think to your point also of that demanding space that people kind of come from, especially with their children, it does. I think it creates a divide. The more you demand, the more there's going to be a divide.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which speaks of another thing I just saw. Look, y'all, Instagram is hilarious with these reels. They are hilarious. So, and then now you got Ring, so you can hear what's going on outside. So this little boy was mad at his dad, and he went outside, and he was going off. He was like, mother effa, and all of it. Like, he was so mad. He was dogging him out.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't know he was being recorded. But it just lets me know that, you know, children have a perspective too. They've had feelings too, you know?
Yes.
And they're going to say and share how they feel too. So I just want to throw that in there. I don't know how it has anything to do with semantics.
It doesn't matter at this point.
But I had to share that because it's like, we have feelings and our children have feelings as well. And
yeah. And spouses and siblings and everybody. Yeah. It's a, I don't know. Adding to the semantics, I saw, and I love Amanda Seales. Mm-hmm. I saw her podcast. Mm-hmm. She had Tabitha Brown on, and you know, I love Tabitha Brown. Mm-hmm. So the two of them together, I was like, ooh, you know, it was a lot. But in the episode, Amanda Seales turned to Tabitha Brown and said, you know, you're a witch, right?
Hey,
and it didn't see your reaction to it though.
I'm going to tell you this.
The programming says this particular title is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Other people's title of that is totally different. It is somebody who sees into other people, either good or bad. It sees into them and can bring out those things. Or it says, I see you. I know how you are. I'm going this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same person. To me, it's the same.
How does it? Okay, and I know that this has a lot to do with the semantics, right? Of things and perspectives. Witch has such a negative connotation, you know, like
of course it does.
And so
in this country,
right? But I'm going back biblically to the Witch of Endor, right?
Okay, I don't know.
So the Witch of Endor is around where Saul. Have you ever heard of Saul and David and Saul? You heard of King David?
Yes.
Okay. So it's in, like, I think Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings. It's in one of those books about the Witch of Endor, but she wasn't most witches or also Wizard of Oz. You know, the Wicked Witch of the East. But then I guess there was a.
It was Glinda.
The good witch, right. So you have these different entities, right? And again, maybe semantics. You got a good witch, you got a bad witch. So then if that's the case, if there's a good witch and a bad witch itself then has no good or bad. It's only what the context we put onto it.
Say that part.
Okay.
Say that part.
Yeah.
They are still doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So I think, hear me out, I think somebody like a witch, the title witch, versus somebody like a seer, versus somebody like a medium,
mm-hmm.
versus somebody like a prophet
mm-hmm.
versus somebody like a sorcerer,
mm-hmm.
they are still connecting on mm-hmm. another realm.
You got me on that. Yes, you're because there are false prophets.
Okay, so wait. Mm-hmm. Go with me.
Mm-hmm.
It is what those people do with that particular information that I think differentiates them.
Yeah, I agree.
Do they use this information to make a profit? Do they use this information to speak life into other people?
Mm-hmm.
Do they use this information to tear other people down?
Mm-hmm.
Do they use this information to build their own empire or whatever it is? I think they're all still doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They all have multiple paths on how they do the same thing. They're coming back to the same place, but it's what they do with it that makes a difference. So for me, mm-hmm. I see stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I see people.
Mm-hmm.
I see into people. I see into situations. Some people say, like, you know, you're going too far, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But how I utilize that is the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even speak about it. Like, today is the first mm-hmm. time of me telling you, like, so this is a thing in my life.
Yeah.
In all these years and all this time.
You ain't never seen
that like
that.
Because it's something that I keep to myself because, mm-hmm. again, it's judged in a particular way. It's labeled in a particular way. And I don't want anybody to think that I, not that I give a fuck because I'm clearly going to do whatever I'm going to do. I'm not trying to utilize this on anyone.
I hear you.
You
yeah.
get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is my information to discern with.
Mm-hmm.
To make decisions on how I'm going to move through this world.
Mm-hmm.
And if those people are breathing whatever into me, telling me growth mm-hmm. is coming in discomfort.
Right, right.
That's a little whisper to me of like, all right, mm-hmm. what do I have to do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which I guess you would consider the growth being something good, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so some entity that doesn't mean you the best is probably not going to say that.
Nope.
Okay. So yeah. And I think we all, to some degree, then hopefully have, I'm gonna call it intuition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or your higher power, your higher self, mm-hmm. the creator, you know, some would say the Holy Spirit was speaking to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if we are listening, if we're practicing, being aware or practicing like, What am I trying to say? Like, not taking...
Noticing what you're noticing?
That. You know, if we're trying that, I think we're going to find that we can exercise that too. We can really massage that muscle because I think we all have it. We all have the spirit of discernment if we tune in.
I think we also all have whatever you're seeking, you will find.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, how you get there... No one said how you were going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
No one said it was going to be a clear path.
Right.
It was just that you were seeking whatever it was. If you're seeking a person, if you're seeking a relationship, if you're seeking a new job, money, whatever, however you get to it is however you get to it. But
mm-hmm.
if you seek it, if you practice,
mm-hmm.
or if you put in the effort to look for it or whatever, you're going to find it.
Mm-hmm. You will. I believe that with my whole heart. I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
You know, but I will also say whatever you're seeking, understand too, whatever energy that's within you and how you're showing up, you're attracting who you are. So just be clear. If you're a shady mofo, if you're stealing from people, are you lying? And lying could be something as simple as I'll be there in 5 minutes and you know you're going to be there in 14 to 15 minutes. Like,
right.
That's a whole lie. And if mm-hmm. that's who you are, and you're seeking a relationship, you're going to attract who you are. So be clear on how you show up. And if you want somebody that's, you know, oh, I want a man who takes care of himself, or I want a woman who's, you know, nice and she's well-dressed, or, you know, she's making good money, whatever it is, who do you need to be to attract that person? Who do you need mm-hmm. to be? So just
yeah.
understand who you are, you attract that.
Yeah. And I think also, I'm coming back to the semantics thing. I think we all have to let go of the idea that there's only one definition purely from the book that you believe in. Mm. That can be the only, especially I think when it comes to each of these different religions, everybody's book, no matter which book it is, everybody's book says there's only one God.
Mm.
Except for a few people. There's a few groups of people that say, well, there might be more than one. Mm-hmm. But all the people whose books say there is only one God, just know just because yours calls it a different name doesn't mean that it's a different entity or a different being or a different power.
That's so deep.
Your version of the book was just translated in your language. It's still the same book.
How do you know, Sylvia? Just gonna be a,
because
you
when
know.
when you look at each of these religions and you think about all the places I've been, think about the different people that I've talked to, they are all praying, they are all calling on God, they all just call them a different name.
Interesting.
Some people like me don't call him, but I know it's a higher power.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
That it's a higher power and that they're they.
So you do you when you speak to the they, do you say they? Do you say higher power? Do you
if I'm describing it, then I would say they.
Right.
But when
you're
speaking
actually,
to the other person,
right.
No, I just call on the higher power.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm on a walk too. I'm in my journey, I'm discovering because I've grown in my church time in my you know, in my time going to church and things like that, I used to say he. What is that? Like, just all the male versions of this higher power. Mm-hmm. When it's dawning on me that how is it that it's a father, the son, you know, like, what happened to the daughter?
How did they get to this space?
What happened to a mom, a mother?
Right. How do they exist? Because they did not birth each other.
Yeah.
That literally doesn't, that goes against everything that, that we are as humans. Like, unless they were not human, and we've all been praying to an alien that could do whatever it could, you know, or replicate however it could replicate. But how do you get each of these beings, you know? I get the whole thing of like Eve was made from the rib of Adam and all. Okay, fine. Get past that. Which is still just like supernatural. And again, so now we're on a whole nother realm, a whole nother plane. Like, yeah, I don't get me started. This is why I don't know the Bible very well, because it's too confusing to me. The translation never translated.
Yeah.
I had too many questions that weren't answered.
Right.
You know how you're in church and if you ask questions, people start saying like that's the devil or that's evil or you just need to like
go with it. Question.
Yeah. Cuz they don't really have the answer to those things.
Right.
So it's the same. To me it's the same. It goes along with the semantics. Mm-hmm. You can't explain why these people can do these things. Mm-hmm. You don't understand why people have this connection to whoever they have a connection to.
Mm-hmm.
So then the easiest route, the lazier route to me is to be like, well, they're evil. Just stop there.
Right.
Stop questioning.
Because listen, because you about to go down the road and now I'm going to be embarrassed, you know. I'm just saying that's how it would be. The mom would
be
embarrassed.
But it shouldn't be.
You would think. But when, and that's.
Shoulds.
Going back down the rabbit hole kind of thing. You know, parents don't want to be wrong.
No.
Right. Or anybody in authority doesn't want to be wrong. And again, that goes back to being vulnerable, being able to say, I don't know. It's okay. Judgment, all that stuff is in there. Right. Yeah. We're so afraid to be judged or looked down upon that we got to now put you down and say, oh, that's the devil. Or, you know, to downplay or deflect from the obvious, which is none of us know. Not for real.
Even me, I know I don't know. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's what is happening to mm-hmm. me. I think mm-hmm. that's what I'm hearing. I think the only thing that I know for certain is that I have to do better at listening all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to do better at hearing exactly what is being said to me, around me, near me at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know for me, I'm quick to speak
mm-hmm.
before mm-hmm. I think.
Okay.
That's the only thing I know. I have knowledge about a lot of things. I have memory about a lot of things. I am studied in a lot of things. But do I know stuff? Not for sure.
I don't think we, any of us know, you know?
Mm-mm.
And I'll say for myself, I'm constantly growing. Like, and when mm-hmm. I say I'm growing, I'm choosing to be a better version of myself. And then for mm-hmm. everybody, that better version is something different. But I'm practicing, like, wanting better for myself and wanting better for others, or treating people like I want to be treated. Right.
Right.
I'm constantly wanting to, you know, learn more about how I experience things. I'm practicing, like you're saying, like being slower to speak, you know, mm-hmm. not so quick, you know, just take some time to really think about, okay, well, how do I really feel about this? Like being honest, mm-hmm. you know, and all yeah. those things. And I think if we're practicing being better, I think this world would be a lot better. I think we give yeah. each other room to be our authentic selves without judging. And that's another thing. I really practice labeling. Like, am I labeling this person as foolish or uninformed or any of the labels that we can possibly give to each other? I'm mm-hmm. really working on that. Like, they're who they are.
I wholeheartedly believe that. I 100% agree with it. And I think that, yeah, that's the only way that a lot of us who are awake
mm-hmm.
can continue to help others wake
mm-hmm.
up
mm-hmm.
and others get better. And we collectively have a better place, I guess, is if we do start, let me be quiet, let me listen. Because you get a better connection when you hear other people
mm-hmm.
or when you allow them to speak. So. Yes. Well, okay. We're going to wrap this up. Before we wrap this up, I have to take this moment. I got a note from someone on TikTok, and I'm not going to cry, but it was so powerful and so beautiful that I just wanted to say to Sharday from TikTok, thank you. That was... I'll put the link in our show notes so that you guys can see the video, but it is something for a stranger on the internet to see you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is something for you to want so badly for the people that are in your circle to see you and to believe you and to hear you, that when a stranger does it, it's a relief.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a need. It was a definite want. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate any and everybody that connects with us, that has rode with us, that is just now starting to ride with us. This is just our story that we continue to share and we continue to get better. But I appreciate the connection. I appreciate the words of kindness. And they were such a filling moment. My heart was so full. So I appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
So. That's my crying moment for today. But if you haven't already, like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode, but do not keep it for yourself. Please send us more positive reviews so that way other people can find us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Bye.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.